Hey, you guys, joining us right now, Channing Tatum.
Yes.
Channing Tatum.
What's up?
One person ovation.
What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning, man. How are you?
Thanks for being on with us. And our hope is always that the celebrity is not so beaten down by the previous radio idiots that these radio idiots get a chance to actually, you know, get a good interview.
That's I'm up. Let's do it.
Cool. How many of these have you done already today?
I believe seven.
It's great.
Oh, it's still pretty early.
It is so great to be special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. It's just like the first time.
Thanks, man. Channing Tatum is the star of Dear John. It's a story of a soldier who re-enlists after 9/11, then regrets that because his high school sweetheart promised to wait for him, and then he gets a letter in the mail. It's like, she's like, you know, the Dear John
letter.
Yeah.
It's not high school sweethearts, but it is. You know, they meet each other on like their sort of summer breaks.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they fall in love, and they pretty much have to try to hold on to that 2 weeks for the rest of their lives.
And this is a Nicholas Sparks book, right?
Yes, Nicholas Sparks.
And so you know that it's going to have automatic built-in haters, because there's always that group of annoying people that go, it's not as good as the book.
You know, I mean, I think that Nicholas Sparks has a really interesting sort of community, because I don't think they hate seeing him turn into movies. I think that maybe different, you know, I don't know, John Grisham novel, you know, lovers, they have probably a different feeling. I think, you know, Nicholas has this sort of he has this magical wand with like the love strings that I think people just want to see made into films, because they want to see those feel good movies.
Yeah, I read that you got into this because of your wife, and she was like watching The Notebook, and she would cry and bawl at the end. You're like, there's something to this, right?
She's always making me promise that when we see the film that, you know, we're gonna die in bed together at like 100.
And I'm
like,
I know, that kills me.
It is by far one of the more moving scenes in any movie that I've seen in a while, and it's just one of those things. I'm like, can we not talk about, you know, death just yet?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I love also that Nicholas seems to have a love affair with South Carolina, because he's going back to the well there.
Yeah.
Me being a South Carolina girl, I mean, that was a really intricate. I mean, that's a big part of the storyline, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, he makes a lot of his movies there, just because he lives there. And it is by far one of the most romantic places I've ever even seen. It's got such like culture and history, mm-hmm. just romance. Like even the beaches have such mood to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now, if I have my facts straight, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it was, you had to leave South Carolina to go to Miami because you argued with the directors, I want to do my own stunts, and they weren't going to let you do the ocean dive, right?
Yeah.
So
I was pretty upset, man. I don't do these movies not to actually get to do the fun part.
You're right. Like, hello, I'm G.I. Joe. I think I got this.
Was it just too dangerous? They didn't want to risk you?
No, it actually has nothing to do with danger. It's just insurance.
Yeah.
Like they somehow can't like insure an actor, because there's so much, there's so many jobs at stake, and
sure.
so much like money kind of being, you know, it, really dumb things happen, and, you know, some people will slip and fall down.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing was, I was surfing like a week before that.
Wow.
Which is by far more dangerous than jumping off of a 10-foot dock into 20-foot water.
Well, just know it's a compliment on your career, because 5 years ago nobody would care if Channing Tatum.
Yeah, they'd be like, yeah, throw him out.
Yeah, now it's like, don't let him walk on grass. Oh my God.
Right.
Well, so when you get to like when Tom Cruise does his own stunts, does he just say, listen, if the insurance won't cover it, I got this? Is that how big stars get to do their own stunts?
You know, I don't know. I haven't quite made it there yet. I don't think I can afford my insurance.
Yeah. Hopefully
you're doing pretty good. Hey, one time, Chan, I was cooking and I cut the top of my finger completely off in a slicer.
Whoa.
And it was ridiculously painful, and it took a while before I could joke about that. I wonder if you're at the point where you can joke about your Boiling Water Privates business.
Absolutely in a joking area with it. It's by far one of the craziest experiences I've ever had, man.
Yeah. I wouldn't have told that. I wouldn't have told it.
Why?
Because every DJ or interviewer you ever speak to from here to the day you die is going to ask you about your penis.
Oh, so it might be interesting?
But then if I don't talk about it, it's like, oh, why is he scared to talk about his penis?
Hey, Chan, we're going to do more than talk about it, my friend, okay?
We're going to illustrate it.
I'm fine with Channing talking about his penis.
Why is there boiling water here?
What happened is he had a wetsuit on, and they were supposed to get warm water to warm him up, and it was still boiling. So, Big Al, I have here a glass bowl of boiling water.
Big Al?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead and flop her on the desk right there.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You're not doing that.
That is hot. Wow.
Oh, Al's actually going to do it.
Dang.
Al, don't do that.
Do it, Al.
You know
do
he's
it.
An exhibitionist.
Well, do it, Al.
You
do
know
it,
he's
Al.
Not getting any anyways. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, Al, you're not using it anyway.
That's crazy.
No, dude, I was kidding. You don't really. I don't want to see that in here, please.
Well, I want to go show you.
It's very hot, actually. Mm-hmm. Hey, Chan, you and I have a lot in common. We both started as male strippers.
And, yeah, man.
And
no, he really has done it for charity. You did it, you know, to make some money.
It was for Kelly. I danced under a lot of different names.
Oh, come on, did it for charity.
I was Mr. Puniverse. I was Shorty.
That's a really good idea. I should do one for charity. I would totally do that.
Embrace it, you know.
I was Nub. Maybe you saw me Nub.
I don't know if you want that nickname.
Is that your stripper name? Nub?
Yeah. I was Lady Gaga for that was embarrassing.
Someone by Tiny
Chan. I like Nub better. That's hilarious.
So I'm pretty good at it, but I hear that you might be dragging the old thong out of the cobwebs.
It might be dusting it off, man. No, I have a really good director friend that I love his work, and you know we always joked about doing it, and I want to do it bad. I think it's a genre of film that has never really been done
right,
you know, in a right way. And yeah, look, it was crazy. It was a crazy, crazy period in my life, and I'm just glad that I got out unscathed.
I'm surprised it didn't turn you against women forever, because I have been fortunate enough, being in the radio business, to have to go to some of these male stripper clubs. Women are gross.
Yeah, they are.
Women are they're worse than it. You go to any...
If we did any of those things as guys at a topless bar, they'd throw us out.
So
it'd be
awful.
Over, man. You'd be pig tied out in the parking lot.
It is so awful what women do. I'm surprised you didn't turn gay after that.
Nah, you know, I mean, I don't think there's anything that can make me hate you guys.
hold on, Kelly, so you can turn gay. I've turned
several men gay. I know to be true.
All right, I won't question that.
Yeah. Now, Channing, were you trying to be all sneaky on Facebook by putting your name on, like, backwards, by doing it Tatum Matthew Channing?
I'm not on Facebook.
Oh, is that a fake profile?
Dude, there you go.
Probably. Oh, so I'm friends with a fake guy.
All right, since we're doing crazy rumors from the internet, let me throw one at you, Chan. You've been in talks to play Rihanna's bodyguard in the remake of The Bodyguard.
No, not at all.
That'd be cool.
No, not at all.
All right. It'd be cool, though.
Rihanna's great. I wouldn't say no right off the bat, but it doesn't sound like something I want to do with my career right now.
How about Captain America?
I would love to play Captain America. I think that they are already casting it, and I heard Will Smith was playing around with it.
Captain America's white.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah, but you know,
so is Will Smith. Like, so it's all good.
There's a lot of things you can change. I mean,
Channing,
start the protest, Kelly.
Will Smith for sure. Yeah.
Who do you normally compete against for roles? Is there anyone you normally lose out to?
It's like, you again? Yeah.
You know, let's see. Who do I usually lose out to?
Dustin Hoffman.
You know, like when you're coming up, like a year ago, you know, it's really sad now. But I would always get a script. Way after, like Heath and Jake Gyllenhaal, you know, if they passed on it, then I would have, like, at least an audition at it, you know. But you know, sadly, you know, he's not with us anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and Jake kind of took a sabbatical as well, but he's coming back out off the bench now. So
when you would get a good script, it's like being picked last at kickball. You're like, oh, great.
Yeah. No, I mean, but I'm trying to think of, you know, Shy, it depends on what the role is, you know. I mean, there's not a lot of great roles right now, to be totally honest.
Right.
You know, so I think we're all just sort of waiting for something, because there's no dramas right now. No one wants to make dramas.
Or go write that stripper movie, you know?
I'm definitely doing it. I think it's a gold mine.
Do you think that they're not doing dramas now because of the economy and everybody's bummed enough as it is? What do you think?
Yeah, it's kind of no one really wants to see it. I mean, this will, like, Dear John will probably be the closest thing to a drama you'll get, just because it, you know, it has a Nicholas Sparks sort of clientele behind it. And also, it's got, you know, to do with love. It's still a good movie.
You were in a drama that a lot of people talked about, where you got to work with the greatness of Johnny Depp. Is I'm talking about Private Enemies. Is there an actor that could top that, working with Johnny Depp?
You know, I didn't really get any chance to have any scenes with Johnny.
Oh, wow.
My scene was with Christian Bale. And look, he's fantastic. I mean, the guy is so intense.
Did Christian yell at you?
No,
he didn't. Oh, good for you.
He's here now to yell at you.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
There you go.
Talking about your movie.
Do you think that was fair, what Christian was put through after that?
You know, personally, I don't think so. I think that, you know, being on a movie set and it, you know, look, we got to go through about, you know, 4 or 5 months of real, like, you know, slogging it out. We're pulling 13, 14, 15-hour days every single day, and sometimes 6-day weeks. And, you know, so you get, if things aren't good in the beginning, they're only going to get worse.
Yeah.
And I think that the guy must have done something.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, if you would have seen the build up to it or what actually happened, it would have been different. But look, you know, I think everybody just has one of those days. You know?
He takes his craft very seriously, obviously.
Yeah, you know, he does. He takes it insanely. It taught me, in a way, like, you know, maybe shit, maybe I should take mine more seriously. Because he is definitely a committed actor.
Or not say shit during radio interviews.
That's all good. Hey, we're friends.
That's all good. You're comfortable.
We're just,
comfortable,
we're just
he
hanging
talked
here.
About his penis in the first 2 minutes. Exactly.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Penis.
Well, penis isn't banned by the FCC. Yeah.
Channing Tatum is with us. It's Kid Craddock in the Morning talking about his new movie called Dear John, which premieres today.
So, I'm sorry, JC, go ahead.
No, I was wondering, when was the last time you yelled at a staff member on the movie set?
You know, I don't think I've yelled. I mean, truly, it's such a family. Like, I've been really, really lucky to... I mean, I could have yelled at the guy that burned my penis, but
yeah.
I mean, he was a good worker. He was a hard worker.
Well.
It was just a
if ever you're going to have justification to yell at somebody when they're pulling boiling hot water on your private parts.
I would think so.
Please stop that.
Look, if he was incompetent, I'd have probably knocked his teeth out, but he wasn't. He was actually really hard working. He was trying to keep me warm all day.
You're gonna hate this question, Channing Tatum. I'm sorry.
Wrap it up, guys.
Okay. Wow, I never see you jump on the Jay Leno show.
Wrap it up. There's somebody
you know?
Out there waving.
No,
him.
I want to see you do that. Go jump out in front of Conan O'Brien and go, wrap it up, Conan! God,
go
really?
Go with your question.
Okay. We're done.
She's
thanks a lot, Channing.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It, man.
Good luck with the movie, Channing.
No, hilarious.
We don't
thanks
hate you,
so
just her.
No,
all right.
Stop it.
Take care.
Always a pleasure.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.